From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi there, good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you once again. In a few minutes we'll turn to Matthew chapter 13. First, here's Alan McGill singing an old favourite, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Oh for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer. Praise the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me.
We're reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. We're beginning at the verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Continuing our reading at the verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. May the Lord bless the word to our hearts. Over these past weeks we have been thinking about the parable of the sower. It is a most important parable, not least because Matthew, Mark and Luke all record the contents of this lesson. The sower went forth to sow. He represents the Lord Jesus Christ, and the seed represents the Word of God. When Christ was in the world, He brought God's Word to people. He revealed God's heart to individuals. He ascended up into glory. He left us His Spirit, and He left us His truth. The Spirit of God comes, and He enlightens our minds as to spiritual things. He brings the seed to our hearts. The Spirit uses the preaching of the Word and the evangelism of the Church to bring Christ to the lives of sinners. That is the sower. And as the sower sowed the seed, it fell into four kinds of ground. We have noticed two of these kinds of ground. The first was the wayside. It was the most unprofitable. It was hard. It was trodden underfoot by men and women. The birds of the air came and devoured up the seed because it could not take root in this territory. And that represents the lives of men and women who hear the gospel and who just turn away from it. No time whatsoever for Christ and Him crucified. No spiritual inclinations whatsoever. Last time we contemplated the seed that was sown on the stony ground. The stony ground was a thin layer of soil under which was a rock. The seed seemed to take root, but the roots could not go deep into the earth. And when the little blades began to appear, the heat of the sun just withered them because of this lack of root. And this represents men and women who seem to receive the gospel. They appear to be Christians. But the things of the world, and in particular the persecutions that come, the difficulties of life, they prove too much for this false professor. And he simply goes back to his sinful ways and does not go on with God. That's the stony ground. This afternoon we're going to think about the seed sown among the thorns. This seed was sown into ground that had not been prepared properly by the plough. If the ground had been prepared, the thorns would have been totally destroyed. As it was, there appeared to be no thorns on the ground. It seemed good, but underneath there were the seeds and the roots of the weeds and the briars. Whenever the seed grew, the weeds grew as well. And we know that weeds and thorns grow faster than the flowers and the vegetables, than that which is good. And as a result, the weeds entangled themselves around the good fruit and choked the seed so that it withered and it died. Now the Lord Jesus Christ said that the thorns which sprang up, they represented certain things in life. In the first place, the thorns represented the care of this world. Now, what did the Saviour mean by this, the care of the world? We are given much help in this matter by Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 25, where Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?" And there the Lord talked about our cares, our concerns, our worries. And he was aware that there were many people who were poor, who worried about their next bite, who worried about how they would supply their family with the necessities, who worried about their clothing, who even worried about what they would drink. And the Lord said, don't worry about these things. God will look after you. Cast your cares upon him. The Apostle Paul took up this most important theme in Philippians chapter 4 and the verse 6. Where he said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Don't fret. Don't get yourself down and depressed and despondent about this world. Don't do it. Rather, take your cares to the Lord. Tell him about your needs, and you'll be filled with the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Unfortunately, the person who is represented by the seed that grows among the thorns, they never learn to take their cares to the Lord. What do? They profess Christ, they seem to trust in him, but they become overburdened with the necessities of life, and they put the necessities of life before Jesus. They become preoccupied with material things, with carnal things. Even though these things are important, they must not come before the Lord. And therefore, they never really become spiritual. The Lord Jesus Christ gave an exhortation. He said in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The thorns which choke the word of God represent the cares of life, but they also represent what Jesus called the deceitfulness of riches. That's a wonderful term to describe money, the deceitfulness of riches. Riches are very deceitful because they appear to give us much. They appear to give us happiness, and yet in the final analysis they only give us sorrow. Some people say that money is the root of all evil, but you know the Bible never says that. But what the Bible does say in 1 Timothy is that the love of money is the root of all evil. With the love of money comes jealousy. With the love of money comes covetousness. With the love of money comes pride. With the love of money comes all kinds of evil and wickedness. And therefore to love money is a very wicked thing indeed. We live in a society that is prosperous, certainly more prosperous than our fathers and our grandfathers were. And as a result of that, people think they are self-sufficient, and that self-sufficiency is the very thorn that chokes the Word of God, takes men and women away from the gospel and from Christ. What an evil thing it is. We've noticed what the thorns were. But in the final place, I want to teach you two lessons as to how we can apply these thorns to our lives. Number one, the thorns represent the person who makes a decision without repentance. It can be a relatively easy thing to decide to become a Christian, but it can become a much more difficult thing to repent of sin. But the Bible says that where there is no repentance, there is no salvation. There may be a decision, but there will not be conversion. The seed grown among the thorns represents the person who makes a decision without repenting. You see, repentance is the preparation. And if the thorns are left, if the person holds on to his sin, then that will rise up and choke the spread of the gospel in his life. And where there are the thorns, there is no grace. I wonder if you made a decision, but there's been no real change. You haven't repented. Repent, first of all, turn to Christ. In the second place, and with this I close, the thorns represent the person who makes a profession but never bears fruit. It is important that we bear forth the fruit of Christianity, that people see by our lives that we are saved, that we belong to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." Grace is something that's recognizable. That does not mean that the Christian is a perfect individual. But it does mean that if he trusts Christ, the world will see something of Christ in him. But the seed grown among the thorns, it never produces fruit. It is worthless. It never prospers. It never benefits others. As Christians, we should desire to benefit others, to bring blessings to the lives of others, to show forth Christ and his beauty. Are you doing that? Maybe the thorns have become tangled around your life. You're caught up with your sin and your own desires. But appeal to you to forsake these things, turn to Jesus, trust in him. Will you not do that? Rise above the thorns, cast them from you, and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.